Welcome back to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. The state high school boys basketball tournaments get underway tomorrow. Class AA is in Rapid City, Class A in Sioux Falls, and the B games in Aberdeen. You can catch all of the action on our three SDPB TV channels as well as online at sdpb.org. For a preview of the matchups, we're joined by Craig Maddock. He's co-host of Sports Talk with Craig and Chris, heard on KWSN Radio in Sioux Falls. He's calling the Class A games for SDPB TV. And Craig, welcome back to Dakota Midday.
It is always great to be back. Always great.
All right. Also with us is SDPB Radio's Gary Ellenbolt. He's calling the B games in Aberdeen. He joins us on the line from there. Gary, welcome back to Dakota Midday.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much, Carl. Hi, Craig. Mr. Ellenbolt, nice job in Rapid City last week, by the way.
I appreciate that. That was an incredibly fun tournament and a lot of twists and turns and some overtime and maybe one of the most powerful girls teams I've ever seen in St. Thomas More. Just taking care of business, their smallest margin of victory, 31 points, and Brandon Candlin just had a machine out there.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about these games going on this week. Craig, we'll start with the games that you're covering, the A games going on at the Sioux Falls Arena beginning tomorrow. Certain games that you're particularly interested in seeing here?
I think everyone's kind of wondering if Madison is going to continue their winning ways. You know, they're the defending champs. They've won 34 in a row. They got to the state tournament even in dramatic fashion. They had to sink three free throws with no time left to beat Del Rapids in the region final. You know, can they continue on? It will be very interesting. They get Tri-Valley right out of the chute. Tri-Valley, one of those teams that they were not even expected to be at the state tournament. They've been on a nice run, but I think the one is Madison. The other one, I think, is in the other bracket. It would be Sioux Valley. I think they've had one of the tougher schedules in all of the state with Clark Willow Lake and the teams in that region. Sioux Valley's got four starters in double figures. So I think those will be the two interesting games on the opposite side of the brackets. And then we got some West River teams coming to Sioux Falls. You got St. Thomas More. They've been here before. Pine Ridge is coming back. Even Cheyenne Eagle Butte is coming back. They haven't been to the state tournament since 2003, and they got three players. They call themselves the Big Three because they pretty much take care of all the scoring, all the rebounding, all the free throws. It'll be very fun to watch. I think we're going to see a lot of games up-tempo, a lot of up-tempo style of basketball here in Sioux Falls.
Heading to Aberdeen, Gary, what are you particularly looking for in the Class B games?
Well, the last few years, the Class B boys basketball tournament has been known quite informally as the White River Invitational. And that's because White River in the west central southwest part of the state has just brought some juggernauts to the Barnett Center with the Krogmans, Louie, and then Wyatt. And several other players that have made up a supporting cast, they are every bit as good as they have been in the past several years. They're the defending champion. They're used to the pressure and have been able to laugh at that and come up with several state championships. They're only at the number three seed this year. James Valley Christian out of Huron, 22-1. They're only lost to another team in the tournament field, and that is Ethan. Ethan, that's the bottom of the bracket of the sixth seed. They'll play White River tomorrow night. Another team that a lot of people, especially up here, who have knowledge of high school basketball and what goes on in the northeast part of the state, are saying, look out for Yankton. Bo Fries and Drew Plantine, excellent athletes, excellent basketball players. The Langford Lions have the second seed. Don't let the smooth taste on that fool you, though, because they have in their bracket in the first round a team that defeated the number one seed in the A tournament a year ago, and you can never count out a Frank Cutler coach team. Platte Geddes is the number seven seed, the Black Panthers state finalists a few years ago when they finished second to Madison in Rapid City, which was kind of the last high school hurrah for White and Fegan in Madison. But Platte Geddes, with a lot of very strong players, the seventh seed, maybe a bit of a misnomer, and we'll just have to play the games, find out what happens.
Going to the Class AA games, these are taking place in Rapid City at the Rushmore Plaza Civic Center. Craig, even though you're not calling these games, this is where the Sioux Falls teams are. Anything particular there that fans should be watching for?
When it comes to the double A's, Huron has been number one for much of the season, but they have a very tough opening round game tomorrow against Lincoln. Lincoln is the 8 seed, but they're one of the hottest teams right now in double A basketball. They have the size. You're going to have two big teams, tall teams, going at it in the first round tomorrow. And Gary, it would not surprise me that that one is a really close one tomorrow.
For you, Gary, looking at the double A, Similar thoughts as Craig?
I would have to agree. It just depends on what Huron brings in the first round. They're in a pretty decent ESD conference. You always have to look at the Sioux Falls schools because they are used to playing in front of the big crowds. The 400-mile trip across the state of South Dakota is probably something that won't bother them because they've been able to play the Rapid City schools and schools out west in the past. I would think that Huron might have a slight edge, but you really can't count out the Lincolns, Washingtons, and Roosevelts of the world in AA.
We've got Class A, B, AA. Craig, is there much difference in the play in these different classes?
Well, when you look at the Class B, you get a lot of up and down shooting. You get some teams that, remember in Class B and Class A, you don't have the shot clock. Now, they'll have the shot clock in the A's next year. And in B basketball, you can have one or two players that can go ahead and take over a basketball game. Just the way it is with some of the smaller schools. Class A, we're going to get the shot clock next year. But when you get to the double A's, it's much more physical. It is a much more physical game. And it takes more than one or two athletes to be able to take over a game.
And Gary, for how much impact does that shot clock have on the games, on the players?
Well, the shot clock adds some elements and takes away some elements. If you're an offensive team, if you like offensive basketball like I do, it's probably a good thing because you're going to give each team 35 seconds to shoot the basketball and get more points, and the ball has to hit the rim in that 35-second window. If it doesn't, if you take a shot with 1 second left in that clock, it doesn't hit the rim, you've lost the basketball and the other team gets it. You're going to find a lot of teams no longer with the ability to move the basketball around, especially with 3 or 4 minutes left to try to bleed the time off the clock. They're going to have to set up some sort of offense and try to get a shot off. They can't just hold on to the ball and try to play keep away with the defense. So they're probably good and bad to it. The AA experiments, although I haven't seen a lot of AA basketball, seems to be working okay. The big thing in A, and this has been something that has been bandied about, and I'm sure Craig's talked about this in his show, shot clocks aren't cheap. You can spend well into the four figures getting shot clocks set up at your arena. And a lot of the high schools in Class A did kind of balk at that. And Craig, if I'm correct, you can get a waiver of the shot clock requirement in your gym, correct?
I'm not sure on that one, but I know the financials has been a big part. That's why I don't think we'll ever see it in the B's. I don't think we'll ever see the shot clock in the B's unless they get help financially, because it can be a tad of a cost.
Gary, have the two Huron schools ever made it to their respective tournaments in the same year before?
I would have to think they have, but I couldn't tell you the year, and that is a very good question. The James Valley Christian in Huron, the number one seed, and the Huron Tigers, the number one seed as well. Just watched James Valley Christian practice, had a chance to visit with their coaches and talk about their first-round opponent, Centerville. Craig had talked about the in B, how you can have one or two players that kind of drive the day for you and have to have a good day. And Centerville's an indication of that. And I'm getting a little off track here, and I apologize for that. But you look at the one, two players, the O'Malley brothers, Seamus and Rory, very good players. They have a sister who's playing at Mount Marty College down in Yankton in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. But I would have to think in history somewhere the Vikings of James Valley Christian and the Tigers of Huron have been in their respective state tournaments. But as far as chapter, verse, and year, I really wouldn't be able to tell you that.
Craig, do you have the chapter and verse?
You know, it's easy for the Rapid City and the Sioux Falls schools to make their respective tournaments, but I don't remember the last time that, Huron in the AA's, they won their title in Sioux Falls here when they had Eric Hall and that fine crew. But when it comes to the smaller towns, trying to think, like in Aberdeen, Roncalli, they're an A, but yeah, it doesn't happen very often where a home area, a team in that home area, gets to host the state tournament.
Craig, what do you like about covering the state basketball tournaments?
Well, you know, let's face it, it's the high school kids, it's the atmosphere of high school athletics, it's almost the freshness of when it comes to athletics that you don't see sometimes in the college or the pro game. And South Dakota, we love our high school athletes. We like the games. We like the history that we've seen over the years, and it's just fun being a part of that.
What about for you, Gary?
I have always looked at amateur sports, high school, small college, etc., as kind of a therapy. And Haywood Hale Bruin was the first person to touch on this, the famous sports writer and sportscaster. He said that when you are spending time at the gym, at the arena, at the rink, at the field, whatever, for that few hours, it becomes the most important thing in the world to you. And when you get to this level, the state tournament, you look at teams that don't have a chance to get there that often, the Centervilles of the world, the Ethans of the world, the small schools that are getting their first taste in a long time or maybe ever of state tournament play, you really have to feel happy for them because they have a chance to put their communities on the map and have the memories that they can tell children, grandchildren, neighbors, et cetera, about. And I just like that form of being able to forget whatever it is bugging you and just spending an hour finding your favorite team or players to root for. And I think it's good for people to be part of that. And Craig and I are really blessed to be able to watch the games and tell the world about them.
All right. Well, Gary, have fun in Aberdeen, and thanks for joining us on Dakota Midday.
Glad to do it. Craig, you keep up your usual good work down in Sioux Falls, all right?
Hey, too bad I'm not working with you this weekend, Gary, but we'll get the chance again somewhere down the road.
All right.
Looking forward to it, Craig. Thanks. Have a great weekend.
All right. And Craig, thanks for joining the program.
You got it. Thanks.
Craig Maddock is co-host of Sports Talk with Craig and Chris on KWSN Radio in Sioux Falls. He's calling the Class A high school boys basketball games for SDPB-TV, and SDPB's Gary Ellenbolt is calling the B games from Aberdeen. You can follow the Class A games on SDPB-TV2. The Class B games are on SDPB-TV2. They say Class A games, TV1, Class B, TV2, and the AA are on SDPB-TV3. You can also watch all of the games online at sdpb.org. And that's it for this edition of Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Thanks to all of our guests on today's show. Stephen Zwemke is the producer. We had assistance from Nathan Poole. And Dakota Midday returns again tomorrow at noon Central, 11 Mountain, right here on SDPB Radio. I'm Carl Gerke. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned. Here and Now is coming up next.